Talked a bunch of corned beef. St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. How about we talk about some whiskey? There's no better whiskey that I've found than Glenfargo American Malt Whiskey. And that's made by Proof Artisan Distillery. I'm Joel Kath back in studio. How are you doing, my friend? I'm
fantastic. Greetings.
Welcome back. Not in Arizona. You're actually suffering through the winter like the rest of us.
Yep.
Glenfargo, one of those items. Of course, if you haven't tried it before, I've been singing its praises for a number of years now.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. It is good. It's not just me. You guys are winning awards because
of it. We've been waiting for this one, and we finally got results this week. The competition happened earlier in January. The 2023 American Malt Whiskey Competition in New York City, and we received yet another double gold.
Wow.
And it's fantastic. Yeah. It's great that we get recognized by the peers and experts in tasting. So,
this has been one of those items that do you get invited to participate, or do you submit the whiskey? How does that work? Because it seems like anytime you're involved with something, you're coming out as a winner.
Well, thank you for noticing that. Yeah. And great. It is. We get invited to a lot. We only participate in certain ones.
Okay.
The tasting competitions themselves are very fun, and they're very involved, and it's not at all like what one thinks of them. There's a lot of work, and it's all serious work of tasting, et cetera. And even to become a taster at competitions, going through the guild of tasters, master tasters, to become qualified to become a judge at certain things. And it's done double blind, where no one knows where the spirits are. It's very fascinating from the technical side as well.
Yeah, it's not just me walking around with those little Dixie cups that you get at some of these tasteries, right? And then take a bite of an apple in between so you can cleanse your palate.
Yeah, so no, we're very excited about that again. So Glenn now has, I believe, 3 double golds and 4 golds under its belt at the competitions that we've gone through at the last 5 years.
The thing with this one, too, is you just drink the whiskey the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're getting into the cocktail of the month, is that what you're leading into?
Well, we could get into that. This is one that I could even follow along. I don't even have to take notes on this cocktail of the month.
So I've always said, and I'm totally serious on this, the proper way to consume a Glen or any whiskey is any way you like it. But it is kind of fun to do a proper tasting. And a proper tasting is put it a little about an ounce in a wine glass or a small tasting glass, nose it, leave it air off gas for a little bit, nose it. And some purists say do never put a drop of water into it. I say no, actually whiskeys want just one drop. And one drop of water, and I think I've done this with you before, is that it absolutely starts to bloom. The nose opens up, it goes sweeter. You noticeably notice that the aroma comes forward and the alcohol aromas actually dissipate with that one drop.
You have done that, and that's one thing I always enjoy about going down to the tasting room down there, is because I always get an education, whether it's about the gin or if it's about the whiskey. I mean, you guys just are so knowledgeable, obviously. I mean, that goes into the whole award thing and the fact that it tastes pretty dang good, but it's just the friendly environment too that you guys have developed down there.
Well, and it's fun sharing our passion.
Yeah. The Glenfargo American Malt Whiskey is what we're talking about this month.
Yes. And the malt is malted barley, North Dakota malted barley. We're now getting it from Two Tracks Malting out in Bismarck. I think we just got another shipment today from them, actually. And so it's 100% everything North Dakota. Malted barley. Now, malt barley is what most people recognize malt barley is as Scotch, because Scotch is a malt whiskey. Okay. Sure. We're not Scotch. We're made in North Dakota. We're North Dakota, so it's known as malt whiskey.
So it's the Scotch itself is just where, in fact, it's...
Scotch can only be made in Scotland.
Scotland. Okay, yeah. That's entirely what it is. And it's just that. Huh?
Yeah, and the flavor profiles of that, because they've been doing it for centuries, and I fully respect it. I love Scotch whiskeys, but their flavor profiles, some of it is not my favorite with peat and smoke. So they make theirs, and historically they malt their barley with smoke from peated. That's what they burn for their kilns, and that infuses flavors into their grains that carries over into their spirit. I appreciate that. It's not my favorite. Right, we don't have any peat nearby. We don't have any Isle of Ely sea salt spray up against the distillery. We just have sweet North Dakota malted barley. distilled right here in downtown Fargo, aged in brand new 53-gallon oak barrels that we specify, and leave it hang out. We gradually treat it in the barrel over its lifetime in the barrel because it's evolving while it's in there, and coaxing out nuances that are otherwise lost in the large production.
So what's the treatment in the barrel? What do you mean when you say we treat it in the barrel every now and
then? Okay, so all of the color and most of the flavor of whiskey comes from the barrel. And malt is a very light distillate compared to corn bourbon. So it's got a lot of nuances in it. We put it in the barrel at a certain proof, 110, 115 proof. We put it in the bottle at 90. So we have to cut it with dilution water over its life in the barrel at some point in time. Mm-hmm. If you do it at the end of its life, it trashes a whole bunch of flavors out of it. So it, as you've met Jerick a number of times, well, we go to each barrel every month or three, open it up, and replace the headspace that is evaporated with dilution water, stir it, and put it back to bed.
When you say if you wait till the end, you're going to ruin the whole thing, is that because of experience you accidentally, or is that just a known thing?
That's actually a very known thing. Yeah. And you think about it, especially for the whiskey fans out there, if you think about taking a whiskey and adding 30% water to it all at one time, and do that to whatever whiskey it is, and it totally trashes the flavor and trashes the nuances, and it can't recover. So when we're putting it in, when we're doing it in the barrel, we're adding just a little bit of a drop of water.
They're like, oh, do you want to ask a question? Yeah, I do. Okay, when it comes to whiskey, I'm not a whiskey person, but I live with a whiskey person, and I'm trying to understand the whiskey. Why do you put the drop or two of water when you're tasting a whiskey?
Okay, especially like malts and brandies will react differently with that little drop of water than do bourbons.
Okay.
And so when what it does is on the malts and the brandies especially, the bouquet of it will really bloom.
Okay.
And if you do that to bourbons, it doesn't react quite as much.
Because real whiskey drinkers, they've got their dropper.
Uh-huh.
And then they know the ones that they you have to put a drop or two of water in before you try. And I've never really understood that. But it has to be a certain one. It's not everything on the shelf. It's
so
a certain...
Yeah, bourbons do not. And our Crooked Furrow bourbon is a spectacular bourbon in of its own right.
Yes.
But if you put those side by side with Glen, the Glen will open up and will bloom much more so than does the bourbon.
Sure.
Does the Crooked Furrow.
We're going to have to get you down to the tasting room and try it, because that's how I found
out.
Joel had, I don't know, it was a couple, last year, I think, we were down there, and he did the drop and just smell it first, drop. Then do it. And it's
noticeable. Instant.
Yeah,
it was
very noticeable. Both are quite good.
Yeah, they're
both ways.
Both have been in my house. Yes, my husband's a big old fashioned drinker, so he's very into that.
We've chatted lots about old fashioned.
Oh, we have.
Yeah. Chat again.
We talked a little bit about maybe competition with the old fashioned. Maybe we found the other bartender.
There you go. Yeah, he would definitely join you in a competition. Now, what is it? What does the competition look like? Do you have all the same ingredients, or are you bringing your own ingredients for it?
The most fun about the competition committee is debating those exact
details. Rules.
The committee.
Because I feel like every right. I feel like every good old fashioned, or people that really like old fashions, what I've noticed is they have a certain way that they make their simple syrup. They have or a simple syrup that they always use. It's their go-to. Or they have a certain cherry that they always use and they can't stray from it. And they have a certain number of minutes they let it sit before they sip it. It's a whole thing.
I don't have the patience to do, oh, yeah, I'll just let it sit there.
You don't?
No, it's down the hatch. Joel, my friend, what I miss this month?
Let's see. Oh, well, the actual the cocktail of the month is Glen Fargo and one ice cube.
You dumped it down for me. I can follow along with this one.
And actually, that is kind of the most appropriate way of, because your first sip is at bottle strength. And then as the ice dilutes, it dilutes the proof a little bit. It chills it down. And so throughout the entire tasting, it evolves throughout your tasting.
Okay, Amy was asking about the specifics. Some people like this, that. Are you a big block ice cube guy? You got the circle.
Yeah.
That's very nice. That's a lot of work. I really do like doing that, but I don't spend as much time as I should on that.
Throw a cube in there from the tray in the fridge. That's good enough, he says. Joel, it's always fun, my friend. What I miss before I let you go?
Cheers. Let's see. Oh, tomorrow night, St. Patrick's Day night, Jarek, I believe, has a few tickets. He's selling tickets. He's doing an EDM party at the distillery.
And that neon green for St. Patrick's Day will really pop with the EDMs.
There's
going to
be purples and greens and that. So, yeah. So there we go. Be fun there.
Joel, I always appreciate your time, my friend. We'll chat again soon, all right?
Cheers.
Joel Gath, he's with Proof Artisan Distillers. Let's get you this weather update from Tom Szymanski. Your message is coming in at 35270. We'll come back to that right after this on KFGO.